You're told that the four came to Bandiravan and they saw Krishna and all the gopis in the dress of gopis.
Yeah. This has a Krishna playing with Radhika Lalita Vishakha.
Yes.
And at once, just like I pulled up Radhika hand and Krishna hand together. You were telling that I don't meet Krishna. I see that you are meeting here. You have done so wrong and you have sunk my name in person of Paap, not only of our name, but name and fame of the whole family were lost. And he was rebuking Krishna also and telling Yoga Maya that, oh, you see, he always prays them, but they are there. Also, he told that Bukhara, that the grand daughter of yours. What she is doing? She is married with husband and she is praying love to this black person. And she was doing so in the mid time Madhumangal came. And he catch hold of the bell of Radhika and snatched away. At once, the whole cloth was done, and only Dhoti was there, and Chadar was there, and he came in the shape of Shiva. Some gopis also came in the shape of cowherd boy. Jatla said, what happened? Now I'm seeing this Shiva. Where is Radhika? Yogmaya began to laugh, Mukha began to say towards Jatla, what is the matter behind me? Where is that? No Radhika at all? Oh, you always want a bad name of Radhika. So you have done so. Where is Radhika? Yogmaya also asked, and the son, Abhimanyu, took that stick from this and wanted to beat her mother. When is Radhika? Why you told me so? And he became deaf, very serious. Krishna and cowherd's wife began to laugh. We always play like this. I don't know who is Radha and where she is. I have not seen any time. I'm only hearing here that Radha is a young girl, but I have not. And she rebuked like so, always. Then Yogmaya told, advised Jatla not to feel like this. At first, you should be, had a faith. Yeah, some Pali Vishwas karo. And then, when you know any fact truly, then you should end. She became so sad and sighing, temple with face. His mouth began to let up there. In Hindi, we tell that his mouth latak there, hanging. And then all the boys clapped and then run away to play and to cover. thought that Srimati Radhika was in the house cooking and doing all these things. When she came, he bowed down to his mother-in-law. Come back to us, mother. I think that you are tired. You should take rest. Why you are so tired? But she did not told him. Now he felt that I have done mistake. I should not tell like so. So I gave the instant example of East Bagar. East Sagar, Anist Bagar, or East Bagar, Anist Sagar.
One question. That Shyamala is Surya's Paksha to Radhika and the Tatsa Paksha to Chandravali.
No. Tatasthi is Paksha and Vipakti is Chandravali.
Yeah. But for Chandravali, Shyamala will be Tatsa Paksha for Chandravali. So this Ishtabhadra and Anishta Sada, will Shyamala do towards Chandravali?
Lalita Vishaka, all they will do. And they will samarthan karen. Samarthan. Samarthan means yes. What is it?
Approve, encourage.
Encourage them. And they will be very glad, happy to know this. When Vishakha is doing East Sadhar and East Badhar, then Shyamala approves, becomes so happy. And she goes to Radhika and asks, how you are? How you felt in meeting? Now we use today's card.
Yes.
Kavali, second is Bhadra. No? Bhadra or Shyamala?
Shyamala.
Second is Shyamala. Third is Padma. No. Satya, and fourth is yet how we can recognize them that she is Satya, she is Padma, she is Bhadra, Shyamala, and she is Chandra. By the sign, at first, I have told you from Ujjwalini. What will be the swabhav? Nature. By nature, those who are submissive men. Submissive nature. Mridvi.
Mild.
Tadiya bhav. And Dakshinya bhav. Best of them is. And like her, supporting her. Always serving her, Padma and Satya. Padma is more nearer to Chandravati. Like Lalita is more nearer to Srimati Radhika. Both are of same category, but yet there is some difference in nature. So, Padma having the Krishna feet on his breast. A dakshina, a vamya bhav, carrying vamya bhav, they cannot do. Krishna will hanker for him. But so Padma is of dakshina bhav, nearer to, most nearer to Chandra. And one takes Tambulat or Tambul, battle name. In her Anjali, and she is set there. She is taking Tambul and she is taking the lotus tree. Who is the nearest to Chandravati? Who is superior?
Who is taking the
lotus feet? None. So he is more practical. So he is first Sakhi and then Sadhya is second. And those Kachit Gadhar Sadbahu Anse Chandra Bhushitam, who took the hand of Krishna on her shoulder, it seems that she is Bakhinna, Mridvi, but yet she is Prakhara. Prakhara, you know? Prakhara. And she is some having more Bandha than this thing. No? But yet Bakhinna. So carrying Bandha Bhav, but more Bakhinna Bhav. Not in the same category as Chandravali, Padma, and Sadhya. So it is, she is for the action. So, in each gopi, here, each gopi has its own nature, beauty, quality, Madhurya, Bhamya and Dakshanya, everything. We have also some seed of any ras. If Dasya, then what category of Dasya? In Dasya, there are so many categories. Subal is not category of those who look Kira hai. Wo Malda se aa jaate
hum par.
Subal is not in the same category as Sakha. Is Priya Narma Sakha. Who is Sakha? Who is less in Ayu, less in
age,
always has some festive house, serving Krishna, Ajayadat, plus Sakha, always obeying order. And Subal has some tendency of Ujjvala Ras, and she can, Krishna Malini can send him, or order him to take help for meeting Srimati Radha. And he will always talk Krishna so beautiful think about them. How to meet, how to do, what to do. So these are Priya Narma Sakha. So still we are jeev hum log hain, controlled jeev, we patthar jeev and conditioned soul. But yet our Shuddha Swarup is in
seed.
But everything is there in seed. Everything in seed. But as a potential, we'll have to develop also. what is in Sarva, it will be tested. If anything is not in Sarva, it will not be tested. Now, why is that? This has been explained, all this, from first center to self-control. So many stories, so many upakshan, so many things. Why?
So we can realize that story.
First, we should know that we are not material things. No? We are chinmay. We are part and parcel of Purna Brahma. Then who is Purna Brahma? Krishna is Purna Brahma. And all other are not Purna Brahma. We are part of the thing, part of the thing, part of the thing. You know, take this drishti se. From first angle. From the angle. Deen, bhar, khatar, patar, 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 patar. Who are you? Are you in the office? I am in the office. Did you get the chuti? Are you in the office? Then, at first, Gita Siddhant will come. After that, we will have Guru first. And then we will have to serve. Then we will have to serve Vishrambha Bhave.
Guru
Deva Vishram. It's very effect. By wording, these wording. Not only by their time, thinking and all these things. These are essential. But more, he will be pleased with this. Like Govinda was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, in that cave, Gambhira. And he cannot imagine why Swarup Damodarna Ramana comes here and next speak Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He don't want. He wants that they should not come. Because when they come, they make a spirit that Mahaprabhu begins to weep and fell flat, rolling in the ground, half, tears in eyes. It does not fun. He wants that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to just smile out. Be happy. But they make them whole night, whole day, weeping and weeping. We cannot imagine. Actually, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that he should take only and he should do and then sleep. Only he wants. He has taken sannyas only to taste all these things and he is testing from Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda Rupa Goswami. This is the best service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and best service of Radha and Krishna. Ultimate goal. But Govinda cannot imagine why they make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as weeping. But he knows that to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prasadam and I do this and he becomes sick. This is the best service. No? This to weep. To make deep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to pour in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heart that ask something, how comes in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at a time and his whole body like those and it becomes flat. This is the basic seva. No? So, at Sadhana Avastha, Vishambhena Guru Seva means this. This is Vishambha Seva. How to please Gurudev with that Golo Vrindavan bhav? And also that not neglecting
others,
but best of it. Vishambhena Guru Seva. And then Sikha and Diksha. Siksha what? Siksha, this Siksha. Guru will give to his disciple. Guru wants to make her all disciples Guru. But we see that we have no time to give Siksha. We don't have that Siksha. So actually, Krishna gives associations of Satya Guru. And he can have Siksha. And then he can do other things. So we should take Siksha from him. Not only it is enough that you are part and parcel. You have come from anywhere. And you are not this body. This is not Satya Guru. But this is background of all this. So we should carefully serve our Guru. Then after 10 primary hunger, we should enter in 10. What we should not do? And then Tulsi Seva and all other 64 kinds of. But the method of a Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga, openly it is like one. But actually these are not one. Samadam, but and of Karna, both are doing Samadam. But your Samadam is not like who are punished. Both are. He's sharing the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. You are here hearing the pastimes of Prahlad. Both are not same. Both are so different, so high and so high. So both are same. And likewise, the chanting Harinam, your chanting of Harinam will not be equal to those who don't know anything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I am. Go and seek out. They are giving milk or not. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Other one. So everything. Hearing all these things. And Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. And 64 kinds of angas are outwardly same. But all different. Beginning from Sattva. Not after birth. Beginning from Sattva. Sandha is of two kinds. One is by hearing and he has some greed, a little seed. His Sattva is of another kind. And those who are hearing, not having any taste, because you will have to avoid path, so we have to do as a kartavya, as a duty bound, and not duty bound that way. You are not duty bound coming to me. I am not duty bound to make you here. As a taste you come, as a taste I give all this. So different kinds of all things. But apparently from our side, it will not be seen as part of the duty. You are shutting your eyes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She is doing also. Some sleeping, some chanting, remembering other Buddha. But it is seen that you are chanting. He will not be, he will also have prem, at last he will also have. But the prem is not of one whatever. Different type. So, a shraddha toward rasa means will take you nishtha another state, ruchi another state. Ruchi only to hear, only to read all this. And those who shraddha is not like this, they will bypass all this. I want to hear only jagai madhai. How they were escaped? I want to know the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. Vidur and Maitreya Upakshan, I only want. Not Uddhav, but told to Vidur. No. This is that. Because they have no qualification for this. So it should have had all this. But that will not have much. Prabhu holding his hand. I want to hear. But coming from Dwarka, Uddham came and began to weep, sing Vidur. And he is typing so many slopes only. So good thing, so good. Krishna has gone. By passing time. What in the boyhood he do so, and Kishore Lila he did so. After that, he collected all the gopis in that. I think he was Parabrahma, but why he was scattering all gopis? Why he was touching the most untouchable parts of gopis? He was not kami, he was not lusty, but why he is being a Brahma? So, a sadhak will gradually read all these things according to that passage and grow up. After that, Purushiddhi will come and Bhava will come. And then he will realize something. And anat wholly, totally will go away. Then they will discuss all these things. Very, very rasabha. Go bhavuka, rasika. Nigam kalpataru dalitam sakamukhadham vitrao sanyutam sivata bhagavatam rasamalayam vuhuraho rasika. So, a sadhak will understand something and he will have a rush in hearing. No alasya. Alasya? So eager. Taking all the job. Very eager. Now we come to four gopis. Four sadhis. Ekapruti Mavatra. Prema Sangam Abebla Nati Vai Chak Katak Che Vai Sandas Tasana Chada. Ekapruti Prakutim Avatra. Avatra Avadhanantya. Like an arrow to buff anyone. What do anyone? Buff. But man to kill. Arjun was having his arrow on bow like this. Why? To kill anyone who is in debuff. Here, Srimati Radhika, one gopi. One stone, shoot, wants to shoot Krishna. Very in power, as he can do, and hold. And this became like arrow. And eyes of people. But he wants to shoot. Krishna, he disappears. That thing, that from now, you should not do that more sacrificial. So he, forever, he will not dare to disappear. This thing has to be shut down. Not Krishna, but this mood of Krishna. Because he was killing us. By the grace of Narayan, we are safe now. So we also try to kill his this motive, that he should not leave us. So, Vrikatum Avadha Vadha Manta Vadha Mane Marta Avadha. Avadha Mane fully. That mood should be. So, Siva Suti. Sing Fattu Su. One Lakh. Ek Lakh Karke. One name. Like Arjun. Shooting that machete. Prema sandrapta bhivala. When a man shoots anyone, anger comes in mind and he becomes the enemy of that person and wants to kill. Here, prema sandrapta. By prem, Srimati has come, mind was whirling. By friend. And people are, she was able to shoot by her this armor of life. Granti. Granti mane? Shooting. Achata. Sa. This was arrow. No, this was. And what was coming from that? That was arrow. Katakshe pai. Katakshe. Sat glan?
Five glan.
But sharp. Yeah? Shanta. You know, Rama, Kumbhakarna, Shitala, all conquered whole world, but they were conquered by very little heart. They could not conquer their calm. But here, this is not calm, this is pain. But it seems similar to calm. But Krishna is not such a person that should be killed or his motive, his mood will be killed. He is Parabrahma. This is general meaning. Now we are entering in a deep meaning. Bhrikutim avatya. Bhrikutim avatya Achha, Vaishnava Goswami, Mani Jiva Goswami is telling, we will go after. Now, seventh, apara, nimishat drikdham, jushanam panmukham bhujam, papitamat natrityat, santas charanam tatha. Those who are bhakti,
actually, we didn't finish six.
Five?
Six, we only did
general. No, Eka. Eka Bhikutum Mavatya. Premasan Rabdha Bhivala. Nanti Vaikchak Kadakshepai. Sandas Dasana Chada. We have discussed something.
General meaning.
General meaning only. Then we are going to discuss Śrīla Vaiṣṇava Toṣṇī and Sarārtha Darśana. Here, Pranayako, Prema Kala, and Pranayako in Brajaras. So one gopi was so angry in Pranay that he began to cut her adhar lip by her teeth, and she was so saying towards Krishna that her
eyebrow
became so crooked, like a bow. And upon this, she began to see by the core of her eyes. And she was perhaps by that arrow shooting Krishna. By this it is seen that she has so much shobha, angry, and also tiraskar, and she is giving tiraskar to Krishna. What is the meaning of tiraskar? Tiraskar means kya? Acha. It means that she was at a distance from Krishna. She was not near us. And from a distance, she was shooting Krishna by her eyes. It seems she was Bhamnebhav, not Dakshini. And she was looking crooked and with anger, with prema, and also she was doing tiraskar to Krishna.
Brahmin?
Right?
Like this?
What?
Chastising.
Not hitting. Tiraskar means, I don't want you. You have done wrong. You should go away. I have no relation with any contact with you. This is the mood. And she saw that Krishna at once began to saw
down, look down.
And it was seen that he has some shyness. And he could not see towards her eyes. Sometimes like this, he was watching. First thing, how she is doing? How beautiful now she appears. And he was drinking nectar of her crowd, anger. He was yet smiling. And his mind was not towards first, second, third, fourth. He was attracted by this, by her glance. In Vishnu Puran, it has been told directly the mood of gopis and Krishna, like this. It is called, it has been called the Bhog and Lalit in Vidabdhakam, Ujjwal in Mani. What is called the Bhog? These are Anubhav of Madhur Ras. There are everything in Madhur Ras, Sthayi Bhav. Sthayi Bhav. Priyatam bhav. This is Sthayi Rati, Madhur Rati. Krishna is subject. Gopis are ashrayas. No? Krishna Kishore Roop is Uddipan bhav. No? All gopis are gathered. Krishna is smiling. Manmat, Manmat Roop of Krishna here. So this is the Uddipan Bhav. And Radhika was in anger, man, and from a distance she was seeing her face was somewhat reddish. Bhrikuti was like, bro was like?
Raised eyebrow.
And Krishna was sitting, sometimes sing towards Radhika. So this is Uddipan. And then Sattvic Bhav are coming to Krishna and Radhika and Gopis. Here Sattvic Bhav is coming more in Radhika. And seeing the Bhav of Radhika, all Sakhis are coming in Sattvic Bhav. Vyabhichari, that is Anubhav, is also coming. This Anubhav is the Bhog and Lalit. Lalit means very beautiful. What beautiful? The very attractive Cheshtasam. Cheshtasam?
Indobhav.
What is the meaning of Indubha? What is it?
Effort, labor.
At the labor. The mood of mouth, eyes, lips,
cheeks,
everything was so soft and so smiling. This was very Bhrikuti. When it becomes so beautiful and so sweet, then it is called Lalit. And the Bhog when any gopi wants Krishna so much to meet. But anyhow, when he comes, he looks in other direction and see Swadhin Kanta means controlling her priyatam. And she is Madhya Bhav, of Madhya Bhav. Some prakhara also. But looks like so sweet. She must be of Madhya Bhav, Swadhin Kanta, Samya, and having all the good qualities, having Krishna with Madhusne. Both. But Madhusne will be more. At last he starts pointing to Srimati Radhika. Now, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is telling she is seeing towards Krishna as if she is doing bhaktana to Krishna. Bhaktana means abusing, like abusing, not welcoming, opposite to welcome. She is thinking, oh, cheater, the king of all cheaters, and Lampata, Krishna, you have given me Prem Hala Hala. Prem halal mane beast, poison, prem poison. And you have been, so you are giving me prem poison. And I think that you have been successful in giving that. And as an action of that prem poison, now my life is to be end. It has come up to our throat. And it is to come out of my body. And you are waiting that when it comes out of body, I will give fire in that prana. You are ready. And that is why you are coming nearer and nearer. As if she is thinking, she is seeing towards Krishna by this mode. What is the deeper meaning? You called us and we met you. And you at once vanished away. This is Premhalaha that you get me. And that is why our life is to be end. When it is an end, it is prepared to come out of our body. Now you are coming. Why you are coming? We know that again you will go. And then our life will be burned in that frame. You cannot save us. You are not willing to save me. So you have come nearer again to. We know they will tell when Thakur will go to Puna, Uddhava will go to Gopis. They will tell all these things. How a Krishna is like a Bahiliya, like a hunter. He sings so sweet in his throat and very subtle, innocent deer comes and began to hear that closing their eyes. Having a shelter of any steed which is not in earth, only outer, and she at once fell down. Understand? A steed not going more in earth, only very little. If it is so underground, then it would not fall. But it is for hunting. She saw cheetah, and by fearing, she gives his body her weight of her body, and at once fell down. And then he took. You are like that. We know. They are so cruel, and you are more cruel than that. So here he is telling, we have come here to doctor. आप यहाँ पर पता रहे हैं हम लोगों को जीवित ही जला देने के लिए आप. If it was Hindi, very beautiful. Why you don't learn Hindi? If I can learn English, why you not Hindi? If you know Hindi, then very marvelous expression. I cannot express my whole idea. Why you are saying here and there? No, translate. I can also. I cannot tell. I know you very well. Gopi is telling, I know you very well. From where would I? Not now. And in that mood is watching Krishna. In a very plan. What plan? And saying this, very fine, thick, like pearl, very white. He has caught hold of her other. Yet it was so beautiful for Krishna. So it seems that it is, she is only Radhika, like all the qualities are of Srimati Radhika. She is in Brahma Bhav, she is also in Man Bhav. She is Madhya, having the Madhya Bhav, Ghrit Sneha but covered with Madhur Sneha. And in angry mode, Brahma Bhav, every quality is that excellent to the last point in Srimati Radhika. So she should be Radhika. This is the slow. Then, Apara, Nimishat Dridhan Dushanan Tan Mukham Bhujam, Apitam Apinatipchat. The outer meaning is this. Another gopi Another gopi, on image, not closing her eyes, continuous seeing towards Krishna, as if anyone takes a cup and drink him till last. So she's drinking the nectar of Krishna. How? Without tripti. No tripti at all. Tripti means? With no satisfaction. I have satisfaction in hearing Harikatha. But you have no satisfaction. So, I am better than you. Because I have satisfaction, but you have no satisfaction. Is it right?
I don't think so.
What do you think?
It's better to always want more and more.
So if anyone satisfies in hearing Harikatha or telling Harikatha, that it is not good. So here, this gopi is not satisfied, not satisfying. In drinking the nectar of Krishna's mouth, why? There is a reason. The reason will be told here. Here is giving example of any bhakta, qualified bhakta, as a bhakta doing serving Krishna or serving Gurudev, Sangha, Vaishnava, especially Krishna. They are not satisfied anything. More and more they want. This is a sign of good bhakti. This sakhi is drinking the nectar of Krishna. Why? Why not of Radhika? She is submissive to Srimati Radhika. She is so pleased, so she is so glad. She is seeing that four kinds of gopis, some having the hands of Krishna in their hand, some his hand on the soldier of her soldier, someone taking the battle net, someone having the face of Krishna on his breast. But yet Krishna sight and every mode is what the gopis who is very far away and who is looking crooked to him as if they will shoot him. But yet his whole mind, so everything is what there. That I see. Very good thing. She is controlled by that, my Sakhi Radhika. How his mouth is now, what his eyes are doing, how his mouth is doing. Srimati Radhika is going to shoot Krishna and he is controlled now. He is smiling, only smiling for Radhika. And same for that, not for all these gopis, only for that. And she is thinking about how to please her. Is a good sign that he is controlled by me. So he is seeing Krishna face going up and down and so beautiful. Now it looks like so beautiful. Sometimes he sees this and sometimes by this. Very good face. So she became so pleased. And she was drinking without telling her eyelids.
Without blinking.
She was. And she was not satisfied more and more. And she is from very distance behind of Radhika. She is saying, is standing behind of Radhika. And from there she is seeing. Radhika is not seeing that Lalita. What Lalita is doing. Krishna is also not doing because he is by shame, he is looking down. So he has so much fortune that Krishna is not seeing towards him. So he sees really drinking and drinking. Understand my feeling? Without any hesitation, without any shame. If Krishna will see towards Lalita, then she will close her eyes at him. But now no shame, nothing freely. Taking the cup of nectar and not drinking and drinking until Krishna will see our Radhika. Today, this today is not here. We were doing Apara Nimesha Vridhya Jushanantam Mukham Api Tamapina Chitya Santat Satcharanam Yatha Sharan. The सार कथा, सार मैंने क्या होता है, सार सबके कथाओं का सार ये है, I was telling the gist of the seventh slok, but one gopi, she became judge. Jarta ho gayi, she became like a stone. By that, seeing that Anand, that Krishna has been, is being to show, Krishna is being suited by the eyes of Srimati Radhika. Radhika was Sakhi of this gopi. At that time, by the arrow of Srimati, cut up by Srimati Radhika, Krishna was astonished. And he became so vyakul, what kya hua, stupefied man, vyakul, what to do, what to not to do, anuttapta. And she became unhappy that for nothing I have given so much unhappiness to this world. And feeling shy, so many modes were coming and changing. And at that time, he was controlled by the gopi. Who was seen towards Krishna with crooked eyes. So many boats were coming and changing. And at that time, he was controlled by the gopi, who was seeing towards Krishna with crooked eyes. And he was totally sink towards that yogi, Radhika. Not saying to anyone, four or three or six, anyone. Only he was saying towards that yogi. So she was drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth, changing in so many colors, so many moods, without any hesitation. If Krishna will say towards Gopi that Lalita, then she would be shy, and she should say yes, downward. But now she was free. Krishna totally only seeing and reminding and doing everything only to Radhika. So he was drinking the nectar of Krishna freely and continuously without dropping the eyelids. And he's giving the example, Sukadeva Goswami, as that giving example as Sadhu Purush Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Sarva Krishna. But they are not satisfied by certain Krishna. They want more and more Sadhu. So she is Prakhara. She Swadhin Bhaktika. Swadhin Bhaktika, you know? But Pati ya Priyatam. Pati nahi. Lover hota. Wo Swadhin Bhaktika. She was Swadhin Bhaktika. And so she was Prakhara. Not Mridu. And she was Tadiya Bhav, and with Vita Sneha, she was so happy to see that Krishna is totally controlled to her friend, Mane Sakhi, Srimati Radha. So she was surely Lalita Sakhi. Now we are going to eight. Sankachit Nidrat Dhenam Hrvikitani Milyacha Ulkangyu Upaguhyang Yaste Yaste Yogi Ananda Samputa Sankachit Nitra Randhena Hrvikitani Milyacha. One of the Gopi. This is then Seven. First four, then Srimati Radhika, then Lalita, and after this. This gopi, Netra Randhena, Netra Randhena means by the hole of this netra. From the door of eye, she took Krishna in his heart, and door was shut up, eyes were shut up. That is, Krishna cannot come out. No? And Upaguhya then took Krishna in her arms and freely. Testing Krishna. First sattvic became so much pradipta. You know, dipta, sudipta, radipta, and there are so many. Dipta, dhumait, jvalit, dipta, sudipta, radipta. Pradipta are in Srimati Radhika and her Sati. In his youth, only Sudip. So all the symptoms of Pula and Anubhav, Sattvic and Bhavichari, came in that group. Because she has impressed Krishna. Thus then Anushukdev Goswami are giving example. First here they have given for Lalita Santas Satcharanam Yatha of Santa. And here they are giving example of Yogi. Santa always saying Krishna, not like this. Always chanting, remembering, loudly, dancing and with soul, sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai, and weeping all audience. And they make all audience to sing like that. These are thoughts. And here Yogi shut up the set of his eyes and Aradhya Vastu is deeply remembered here. And he always wants to test Shantakaram, Jagasayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham. These are Yogi. Bhaknam. Shantakaram, who is Shantakaram? Bhujagasayanam, that is Karnabhisai Vishnu, Santakar, Bhujagasayanam, Padmanabham, from this, Navi, Neval, Navel, Neval, Neval, lotus has come out. And from this Brahma, and in this metal, Kamal, Sapta Lok and Sapta Lok, certain Lok have been created. Padmanabham, Suresham, he is Suresham, he is the god of all gods. So this is Yogis, like a Kham. This 1 inch till that Narayan has come out. And they remember all this. So it seems that Yogi and Yogi is that Sakhi, and he shut up her eyes and remembering Krishna, embracing Krishna. Sampluta. She is deeply immersed in that ananda, portion of ananda. Yogis are not only one kind, there are several kinds. In Vrindavan, Sukadeva Goswami has explained, in the Vrindavan, yogis are not like the Himalayan and like Kashi. They sat on the Jnana branch of Veda tree. But this yogi in Vrindavan, like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Rishi, Muni, are like Kokil. Kokil means cockbird. And Mayur. Mayur means peacock. And like Papiha. Where is Pran Priyatam? And like Sukha, my Radhe is best. Sukha is telling, my Krishna is most beautiful. Sari is telling that certainly he is so beautiful, but when Radhika is there, if there is not Radhika, he is Nirvishesh Nirakar. So this Sukh and Sari, so this Sukh and Sari are sitting on the branch of big tree on Prem Dam, branch of Prem. Prem Dam, not only the Shesta, zero, cipher, not. Like Sukhdeva, then I have described. And as peacock, they are dancing with the sweet fires of Krishna Bansi. And they are telling what word? Keka. Who can control Krishna? Then Sipiko tells Valli Radhika. And who can control Srimati Radhika? Who can? Is there anyone who can take the Patibrat Dharma, Lok Dharma, Dharija, Rajyamansa, Patience, and shame everything of Radhika in total, total? Then that peacock is telling only Krishna is that. Okay, ka. These are muni like Sukh Goswami. And some are dancing, not like this. So they are sitting on the bench of praying. So here Yogi, Eva Ananda Samputa. That's when Sukh Sar dancing peacocks. And Krishna was that time playing on very good flute. And peacocks have
what? Feathers.
And dancing is so sweet on the Sare Gama Pada. Very beautiful dancing. At the tune of Krishna, sweet voice of Bhante. Sukhdeva Goswami and all became so silent. So silent. Pin drop silence was there. Left and left, monkeys, parrots, saris, and other beasts, pasupakshi, were there. But all so, yet yogi, all these yogis are testing that sweet taste. So the gopi became like so. She had been immersed in seeing all these things, seeing Krishna and all the gopis.